Spandex episode 127 for Friday, March 25th, 2011. Now, should we start with the Johnny T-Zack and then talk about Samurai? Or start with the Samurai and then talk about Johnny T-Zack?
They both annoy me, so I don't care.
The episode really annoyed me today.
Let's find as many things to talk about besides Samurai as we can. Just think of other things and we'll talk about them. And then if we have time left over for Samurai, we'll get to it.
That would be very nice.
Okay, so, let's just start with Samurai.
Let's get out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
That is, in fact, the opposite of what I said.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Do I have notes? I think I have notes.
So,
I have a little bit.
The Samurai episode, I've
got a spell on blue.
Yeah.
That's just bad grammar, is what that is.
It's supposed to be a pun out of I got a spell on you.
That's still bad grammar.
It is. I know it is.
Unacceptable. You've not got anything. You have things. You don't got them.
Right. So.
That's minus 1 point right off the bat.
So, Down to four. Down to four. Got a spell on blue. The first scene.
Training.
Oh my god. Oh, the first scene. I hated it. Hated it.
What's wrong with the first scene?
I like the fight. I didn't like the talking.
Yep, that's exactly right. No.
You didn't like Mentor G being really, really creepy? Really?
Dude, we all know who the favorite student is. Dude.
It's like, your Mentor G's like, yeah, he is so amazing.
And everybody's like, okay.
It's like, no, he is so totally amazing. Like, I have been in love with him since I was a kid. No, wait, he was a kid. Wait.
Yeah, that just put a bad mental image in my head. Oh god.
And he is my secret lover.
Wow, like what exactly is he mentoring him in? I don't know.
I'm being a rent boy, that's what it is.
No, we're talking about Kevin on that one.
No, what Master G needs to do is teach him a personality. Seriously.
Oh, Master G, why do your fingers smell like child?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, part of the reason why I didn't like the first scene was they bashed you overhead with foreshadowing. It was like, okay, yes, I know Blue's gonna go all against him, and I'm going, okay, yeah, this is bad foreshadowing. You all knew.
Like, wow, there he's really amazing. He's amazing.
He's true blue.
And they'll never go against each other. They'll never fight against each other.
Dude, yeah. Emily, I forget what Emily's line was. All I remember is that I went, head desk.
She said he's true blue.
No, that's not what he said. No.
True blue to the rescue.
Yeah, right? Good episode.
It's an episode. Marriage
no,
is in space.
It is not, no, that is not a good episode.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
The love of Lightning Cruiser and Storm Blaster.
Nope, sorry. I'd rather see the Ninja Turtles.
Ew.
Oh, that's bad.
No, the Ninja Turtles were amazing.
Yeah, it's the whole beating you over the head like, hey, you know what's going to happen? That the total opposite of what we're saying. The total opposite.
You know, they expect you to be a 3-year-old. Seriously.
Yeah. Well. They kind of do.
They do. It's... They should have focused a little more on the point that they eventually try to drive home, which is that Kevin is more technically sound, but Jaden is more driven by emotion, which is what you need in the heat of a battle, instead of telling us, there's no way Kevin's going to turn evil. That would be crazy if Kevin turned evil. There is no, I promise you, there is no way during this exact episode Kevin is going to turn evil. He turned evil.
Yeah.
He didn't get turned evil. He just got brainwashed.
Whatever. Well, same thing, basically. But
models.
I think what bothered me just about the opening in general, and it's the same in Shinkenger, is that it just kind of ends, and there's no cap. It's just like everybody's having fun training, and then that's it. You know, and we go straight into the opening credits. For me, it's like, if you're going to have a cold opening, you need to have some, like, hook as like, okay, this is why you're watching, right? Like a threat or a monster or somebody revealing their plan or something. You don't just have happy fun times and then go to the credits.
Happy fun times.
You know, like have something like dun 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 and then go, you know, how are the Rangers going to get out of this one? You yeah. know?
give me a hint about what's going to happen later. Don't tell me what's going to happen later by saying it's not going to happen later.
Yeah.
But you didn't see Mentor G's eyes? The eyes of...
lust?
Lust. Yes. That yes. should have hooked you right then and there.
Dude, he had the eyes of lust.
Yes. That's good.
I mean, disturbing.
Really, Mentor, he... And this is... It's just... I'm so disappointed with him. Like, I really... Like, okay, I expected to be disappointed with the kids, right? Like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But with the grown-up that's supposed to be knowledgeable and everything, he just comes off as a fanboy for Jaden and just stands there and either weeps or sulks or something. I don't know.
Yeah, at
you
least
expect him in, to fight?
Well, at least in Shinkenger, they play him for some jokes, too. Here, he's just stoic and... boring, you know. I mean, the boring's funny at least when you juxtapose it with some comedy. He ain't giving me nothing. There's some grammar for you.
But they totally changed what he was supposed to be in the first place. I already talked this out in previous episodes. Like, G, the Japanese G, is not exactly the same. Like, they treat Mentor like he's supposed to be like a master or something, like a samurai master, but he's not. He's just sort of like carrying, like taking care of the household, which is supposed to be full of people, you know, and Jaden is the boss. But here it's like, I don't know what he's there for at all, really. He's done nothing. And so it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, like, they act like he's some wise figure or something, but he's done nothing to prove that to us. That he deserves such respect, besides the fact that he's an adult.
You're right.
I mean, you can't talk a guy up and then have him do nothing that shows that he deserves to be talked up.
Basically, I am taller than everyone. Respect me.
Yes.
There's a scene that comes later. It's actually towards the end. Oh, I'm skipping ahead. Oh my god. Where Jaden's like, "You sound like Mentor," or something like that. And I'm like, "Does he?
Does he?
Because I don't really, I don't know what Mentor sounds like. He barely speaks, and when he does, it's all like obvious stuff. The sky is blue, guys. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Jaden, you gotta find a way to beat this Nylock. Really, really, S Head. I need to find a way to defeat this Nylock. Thank you. Thank you for that. You are very helpful right now. A-hole.
Now I'm going to go do the opposite.
I'm going to join them.
I'm good. I'm a chill.
Yeah.
I can't. You see, I can't even put words into sentences to form thoughts and junk because it's just kind of depressing, you know? But whatever, they're beating over people's heads and junk. All right, next scene.
I don't even know.
I think they introduced. I think they went to the bad guys' lair quickly.
Yes.
Just to say, yeah. Here's the monster. Here's the Tiger Zord. Da da da. And then
which
they went to
is a bit of bad. It's really a bad thing when you can't remember the name of the bad guys. I mean, I had a brain fart as I was watching the episode. I'm like, what's the name of the main bad guy again? I knew it was the Nylocks, but yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, there's Xandra.
See?
There's ooh ah ooh. These villains are piles of poo.
When you first were with the ooh ah, I'm like, okay, I had never heard it.
Dude,
like, this episode was like, ooh ah ooh, ooh ah ooh.
I told you it would eat away at you. It would get you eventually.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ooh. I mean, he had more ooh ah oohs than words. ooh ah ooh. I hate you so much. But seriously, he would just say ooh ah ooh just to get a rhyme. Ooh ah ooh, I see you.
Well, lots of things rhyme with ooh. It's a good word. Ooh ah ooh, I like to eat mango. It works.
Wow. Oh, I hate you. I do. Ooh ah
ooh. Ooh, I do. I don't even get it. Is it like supposed to be funny or what? Is that what passes as a character trait? Apparently. Would kids enjoy ooh ah ooh? I have to be missing something here.
I don't know.
Ooh ah ooh. I think you do.
Okay, well. Let's move on.
Well, before we do, I was going to say one thing that I really liked about that scene, though, was they finally established that, oh, Master Xandred's headaches are actually caused by his ceiling. Like, it's actually a chronic condition. And it's not just,
his ceiling?
The ceiling, when the Red Ranger sealed him away.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was like, all right, finally, we've got like a little tidbit.
That totally went over my head. Like a ceiling.
No, I remember.
It's a persistent headache, that's for sure.
It's like, oh yes, when the Red Ranger and then they sealed you into the blah blah blah, you still have your headaches, huh? And he's like, bah, have medicine.
Because honestly, at this point, when the villains talk, it's kind of like, you know, adults and peanuts to me at this point in time. So, just honestly, all I hear is wah wah wah, ooh ah ooh.
I was gonna say, I'm like, really, you don't hear ooh ah ooh?
Yes. And, okay, you know what? I don't know what it was, because, like, we have wacky villains sometimes that I get on board with, like the crazy southern Texas guy from a few episodes ago. For some reason, I'm okay with that, but something about this villain specifically, this monster, annoyed the piss out of me.
Well, yeah, there was nothing endearing about this guy.
There was nothing endearing. He just kept saying he was bad. Why are you saying that? Stop telling me you're bad all the time.
Well, that's his character trait, because that's what Octaroo said when he first showed up. He was like, you're all talk. They didn't even want to talk to this guy. They were annoyed with him, too.
He was like, no, Decker, come back. No.
Ooh, don't make me talk to...
Ooh, ah, ooh.
Make me talk to Ghetto Oysterizer over here. I don't know what it was. I'm just so apathetic towards so much in this specific episode. I don't get it. Something is missing, and I can't really place a finer point on what it is.
I can tell you what's missing, but
Bulk and Spike.
This is
no.
Well, they were there. They were laying it down hardcore. Hey, you know what? At least nobody got liquid in their face.
No, no, they kind of did. Spray or whatever it was. Bug
spray doesn't count.
Mosquito repellent.
Yes.
Toxic chemicals in the face. It's hilarious.
Whatever. It wasn't a confectionery treat, okay? That's a step up.
Mm. They're going to go home and vomit up their stomachs now.
I thought it was cute how they were hiking, and that was neat, and then they meet them. I always like it when they interact with the monster. That always wins points for me.
It gets old. It's like, how many coincidences can we... I mean, I realize this is Power Rangers. It happens, but like, dang. I'm just wondering, like, how many more times they're going to.
Well, they're
just
at about 100 right now.
Yes, right. So,
so if it can happen 100 times, it can happen 101 times, Trist. Okay.
Okay. Well, can that be the last?
Is a monster magnet. No, because they're becoming. They just became samurais officially. Because they didn't run away.
So.
Yes. Bulk is authority in all
He's
things.
The sensei, yeah. I mean, if he says so, then that's law.
Yeah. So
they can take over for Mentor G.
He
would know, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do that?
Wait, yeah. What?
Get rid of Spike, get rid of the mentor, put Bulk as the actual sensei, and then there's the comedy, there's the relation to the Rangers. It solves so many problems.
Well, I don't know if I would... I don't know if I would believe him as an actual sensei.
I don't believe this one either.
It would be more like, oh, he thinks he's a sensei, but we'll just let him believe that he's a sensei. Really, we learned it by our ranger powers or something. I don't know. I don't know what the joke set up would be.
They were taught by their parents or something.
It would be, yeah, it would be the source of the humor. It would be like, oh, and this is how you defeat it. And they're like, ha ha, you're so silly, sensei.
Well, maybe he'd
be so much
better. He's the descendant of the last sensei.
Be.
See?
And he's like filling in because... Like, give him like Emily's story where he's like, listen, you're the guy. Like, you need to do this.
Minus the homicidal aspect of her story.
Right, of course. And he's like, okay, sure. I can do this, I guess.
I would actually have no problem with that, considering what we've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
And considering how low the bar is with sensei.
Yeah.
Well, practically.
It's almost preferable.
And this is, it just bums me out. I mean, I don't, never thought he was great or anything, but I expected a little more from Rene Nanabubu, and he has given me nothing. Just mm-hmm. nothing.
That's kind of sad.
I know. I'd rather have Grum at this point in time. I would rather have him as Grum. Just yeah. Randomly show up Grum.
That would be hilarious. Grum as a mentor.
Yes. Grum is just chilling out and relaxing on his motorcycle. Say, what's up?
I am so bad he was written out of continuity lately. I don't know.
You know what?
You know what? Don't even. Don't even.
Little teaser.
Oh, that's what that is. That's what that was. Okay.
Let's look forward to that.
So the villains, right? The Lion Tamer Crackhead.
Yes, I didn't even get it. Catch his name. I thought Micro something, or I don't know.
Mega whatever, something. Something. Whatever it was. Anyway, but yeah, so then what happens after... What's his face? Is ooh-ah-ooing all the time.
Then they actually... Then he attack. You know, he attacks them, and he attacks Bulk and Spike, and then the Rangers show up.
Possum.
Oh, yeah, right. Bulk and Spike, yeah, with the spray. I forgot y'all said that. Wow, that went over my
yeah.
head.
They pretended to be possums. It was funny.
Adorable. Adorable. Come on, okay. Now.
I guess.
And then the Rangers show up, and he zaps the boring one.
Which one?
The boring black guy.
Oh, okay. It's only one. So.
Okay, so here's a little thing. Little something. Okay. So, you know, he's blasting them. Everybody ducks, right? Okay, fine. I understand, you know, one of them might be out the way and I mean out of the way, a little slow, all right. Mike is still standing there. But yet when Kevin is all like, hey, watch out. You can't tackle him to the flow. You gotta get out of his way and stand there and be like, hey.
Just push him and then stand in his place.
Right.
To be fair, Lisa, that happened every single week during MMPR season 2. Every week, someone would get pushed out of the way, and instead they would get turned into a brick or a ball or a bottle of fluid or something. Every week.
Oh, God, the bottle. Oh, God. Isn't it the lotion?
Something
like that. I remember that, and I was like, okay, what?
I think it was when Rocky was the teacher or something. And he had to do chemistry or something and create that, I don't know. Something like that. But every week, someone would get pushed out of the way. Now you're a pachinko ball. Now you're a brick. You're something. And just bringing it back. Bringing it back.
Oh, so you're saying it's a callback to the old days?
from Shinkinger.
You know what? I'm going to go
with from Shinkinger. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I know.
Every season, even. I mean, remember happening in Ninja Storm?
Yeah, they do that all the time. I'm just, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is, like, they, like, the footage makes, you know, the Green Ranger look a little bit dim. Or at least, not exactly knowing what he's doing. Where Hector, well, as Mike, isn't really giving off that vibe as much. Which kind of Makes it a little weird sometimes.
It is kind of annoying. It sort of makes him seem like he's not as good as he seems normally as a person. Like, he would have noticed and been like, oh, get out the way, you know? But for the convenience of using the same exact moment from Shinkenger, they just decided to use it. It's just, it's like, come on, like, pay attention to your actors, pay attention, you know, like as much as people want to say, like, Bruce Kalish, like, did this or did that that people didn't like, he specifically said, like, he kind of, like, framed the character work around the actors, and so the characters are a little bit like the actors, you know, and you adapt the story based on that, whereas this time it's sort of like, no, we're going to force you into this role, whether you fit it or not.
Yeah, and at least in past seasons, if there was a reaction shot that didn't fit the character, they just did not use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've had so many scenes that have had Emily clapping her hands and jumping up and down and being all, like, smitten with Mia, who's all, like, a badass whenever she's morphed for some reason, even though she seems just as incompetent as Emily when she's not morphed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I just. At least they got. I mean, they got blue and red fine, but other than that, it's a little iffy. Little iffy.
Yeah.
But yeah, then, you know, Kevin is all evil and knocking down people, and, you know, what it is. I always say, Mike! Jaden! Mike! I'm like, you know what? It's like, do they have any other thing to say other than, insert male's name here with exclamation.
Well, I was a big fan of the fact that Kevin was beating the crap out of the Green and Pink Rangers, and then all of a sudden Emily's like, Mike, and I'm like, Kevin, and then Kevin just jumps over and beats the crap out of her. That's what you get for screaming. Crap kicked out of you. Stop screaming, little girl.
You're an easy target.
Yes. She totally deserved it, and I was a big fan of evil Kevin at that moment. Big fan.
Luckily, yeah. They didn't shove 7,000 lines into his mouth when he was evil.
That was easily the best part.
Yes, the lack of lines.
I just expected him to start telling jokes, but in a deeper voice. You know,
like in a really hammy, like almost little kid sounding, "Arr, I'm a bad guy" kind of voice.
Exactly. But he only had a couple lines, and they were okay, but other than that, he just didn't talk, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So, good call on that. He didn't have to make any jokes about tigers or
Tiggy.
Oh my god.
No, Tiggy.
See,
I love
that.
I'm sorry. That's the only thing I love. Like, for real. Creepy, Mentor G, lusting after Jaden, and Tiggy. Yes.
See, that's a case of him actually making a silly wordplay joke in Japan and them having to try to translate as best as they can, because God forbid we not translate something. And it was just weird. I don't. Tiggy?
Tiggy! I love it!
No,
I
stop.
Don't.
Stop loving it. You stop it now.
I think it was just a hidden, like, advertisement for Tigger.
That's just me. I hate it. It's just called the Tiger Zord.
No! Diggy!
No!
I refuse. He's gonna be Tiggy. I love it. I do. Look, gagging me something, man. There's not much to love in this episode. Just gagging me something.
Okay.
I'm not giving you that.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's his face? Walks through the forest and talks to himself some more.
Oh. Yeah, okay. And you know what? People need to stop saying he's a better actor. Like, right now.
Why?
Like, stop saying it. Because it's not true.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. When you're playing that character, your range of emotion is approximately zero. You just need to talk calmly, which is all he had to do. The bar is very low for him. You just talk calmly. When you're a Red Ranger, you probably have the hardest damn job in the series. You have to try, you know, you have to lead the guys, you have to be emotional, you have to learn lessons, you know, show some angst and everything. It's hard. He had to have a range 10 years ago. He failed miserably. But there was a lot to be asked from him. Here, he's just talking in a calm voice. A monkey can do that. Granted, the rest of the people he's with right now are, you know, well, not that great. But to say, people are actually saying he's the best actor in the series.
No.
Mm-mm.
Does Hector not exist?
Yeah, Hector is clearly, like, the best out of everyone. However, I would say, I mean, I think it takes a little bit more than what you're giving credit for to actually play, you know, a character like Decker. like, because you could imagine, well, I don't have to imagine, there are plenty of actors that have played villains before that have been the quiet type, that have been whatever.
Or and some of them have just been horrible, period.
Yeah. Like,
horrible.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, I don't think that he's the worst ever at it, you know, and I'm not trying to say that he's, like, made some amazing leap right. as an actor. I just think, I mean, because Cole, I mean, sort of like what you said, Cole was extremely flamboyant in comparison, like, totally unreal as far as I'm concerned, you know, like, even for Power Rangers, it was sort of like, wow, like, dial it back a little, please, you know, he's so enthusiastic and so big. That a lot of actors would have trouble with that. So I can sort of see where people are saying, oh, he's doing better than he was as Cole, which he is. I just don't know if that's like some major improvement. It's just he's playing a different character.
He's the end result is definitely better, but it's just that they're not asking a lot of him. I wouldn't say he's improved. I wouldn't say he's got worse. I would say he's just the same guy. It's just that he has a hell of a lot less to do now. You know?
I'd say he has different things to do now. And
well, he only has one thing to do.
It's easier.
He has one thing to do. He has to be calm and be stoic.
No, he has two things. He has to be stoic and he has to have the pimp walk. You know what?
Isn't even always him.
Right, but see, the thing is, like, we were saying this, was it last week? I can't remember anymore, about Emily, like, when she is loud and cutesy and ridiculous, like, it's painful, right? But then when she dials it down a little bit and she gets whipping that sword around and she's, you know, in that mode of being a badass or whatever you want to call it, like, she's better, right?
Yeah.
So when you take, it's the same actor, right? But it's like when you tell them to be big and be out there and cartoonish, which I feel like that's basically what they are, you know, the result is sometimes ridiculous. Like it's not good or not fun to watch. Whereas when she's down, same thing with Ricardo, when he's down, it's better. Or it comes off better anyway. Because some actors are just better at doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think being down in general is easier. I just think being the hero always seemed like the hardest damn thing in the world to me. Because coming off as heroic while not coming off as cheesy as hell is very, very difficult. And see, I think that's mean like what Kevin is right now. Kevin is trying to be heroic and trying to add drama to the scene, but his actor, he doesn't realize that all he's just doing is being breathy and looking, like, melodramatically silly.
Yeah. I think he's okay, like, when they have those moments where he screams, or not screams, but yells, like, some commanding thing. That's good, but when he's, like, mm-hmm. quiet moment time, it's almost the opposite with him. Like, when he's quieter, he's bad.
Yeah, that's weird.
I
think it's just trying too hard. I think that's what a lot of some of the bad villains do too, is where they think to be menacing you have to go mwah ha 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 all the time.
Yeah.
Which you really don't.
Yeah. Mezogod! Hey. You never really did that. That whole evil laugh thing.
He was very cool and calm. He was like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. You know I'm evil. It's good stuff. just Ricardo is, he's there, okay? I'm not gonna, I have no reason to be optimistic about him, but I also have no reason to assume the worst.
He did
not offend me.
Right.
Put him there. And I like his little beard.
Yeah, I know you would.
I don't.
With a little point, with a little point at the end too. Shoot.
Well, come on. It's better. Oh, look at the facial hair we've had in Power Rangers has never been that good.
Merrick was awful.
Merrick, Tommy, that's not good stuff, people. That is not good stuff.
Tommy wasn't bad. It wasn't,
oh, yes, he was.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Like, there were moments where I'm like, really? But
he had a landing strip.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I've seen worse. But anywho.
Jason David Frank walked into a bikini waxer and said, give me a Brazilian. And that's what he got on his face. All up in there.
Anywho, so I forgot where we were in the show. Wait, hold up.
They went back and they were alluding to the fact that, you know, well, they didn't really allude to it very much because they cut out a scene from Shinkenger where the Green Ranger was talking to Mentor Jigrum, and he was basically saying that Jaden is willing to kill the Blue Ranger if he has to win, and that was the whole internal struggle at that point in time. They kind of mentioned, I mean, they did mention it, because they even kept in stuff like kept the monster saying that he would have Kevin turn his sword on himself, which was nice, because they actually added some drama to it, and I thought that they would skip over stuff like that.
So here's what I remember. Now I'm a little back. So they went back to their home, whatever they call it, and you know, the everybody else but Kevin, you know, well, except for Jaden. Jaden's just like walking like, oh, nothing on me. everybody else is like, oh.
He didn't get hit.
Ow.
He was smart enough to shield himself.
Ooh, pain. And then they're like, no, what are we going to do? Can't hit. And then like, yo, Hector, I mean, Mike, was like the only one was like, yo, that is messed up. It's messed up. What are y'all gonna do? Y'all can't go after Kevin. Don't go after Kevin. That's messed up, son. Messed up. He was all like enthusiastic and
passionate
and stuff. He was like, "No, what?" And then giving Mentor the side eye. He was like, "Alright,
bitch, what?"
Sure, I'm gonna do my job, but side eye.
Yes, he gave him the stink eye. Yes.
So, and this is the thing.
Real mentor.
Who are you to tell us what to do, old man?
You're just using this mentor as just a way to go after little white boys. That's it.
Oh my!
It's like Chris Hansen is waiting for you.
That's right. Why don't you have a seat, Mr. Mentor?
So yeah, I think for me, I don't know what I feel yet about how they went from that scene into going out in the field and they're fighting or whatever, and then Jaden is all like, oh, well, yeah, I knew because this happened and that happened and that happened and this happened. I don't know how I feel, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what are we talking about? I don't get it.
You know how, because the rest of the kids were like, no, that's messed up. Why are you going to try to kill Kevin? What's messed up? That's messed up. But Jaden, all along, quote unquote, knew that the disc that he used against the Lion Tamer dude, it blocked his breath or whatever thing. And so he was going to use that on Kevin to break his spell.
Right.
But he didn't.
Why didn't he just tell his friends?
Right.
Well,
part of,
I guess
part of me is like, well, you know, if you tell the friends, then we don't really have any conflict or little tension. But right. Part of me is like, duh, tell your friends who are all like, yo, that's messed up.
Right. The thing about it is though, like the monster's right there, so I kind of felt like maybe that was or it could be the excuse. Like, he's trying to keep it a secret so the monster doesn't do something.
But they were in the house, though. He could have told him in the house.
Yeah, this is another case of there's an explanation for it in the Japanese version, but they just skipped over it, so it doesn't make sense. The explanation is that he said he didn't, afterwards, he said he didn't know if it was going to work. Hitting him with that attack could have just as easily killed him.
Well, Jaden sort of said that too. Like, he was like, well, it worked on this, so I'm going to try it on Kevin to see if it worked.
Jaden was, Jaden said he didn't know if it worked and it was going to, it would take him a long time to hit him, but, and this, it was an actual real threat. Like, if I'm going to hit you with this, it may work, it may not work, it may just kill you.
I think, so, yeah, because I think the difference is like, Shinken Red specifically is like, whether or not this kills you, I'm going to use it. You know? Like, hardcore, like, if it kills you, sorry, you know, you signed up for this, basically. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm not going to talk to my friends over here who are trying to get me to stop or whatever, because this has to be done, whether they like it or not. You know? And so his silence sort of has meaning, like emotional, dramatic meaning, whereas here, there's no real...
Yeah, and it's also pivotal in Shingenger, because remember I told you before the episode where Jaden got the Beetle Zord, how in the Shingenger episode at the end of it he ran off to have Master Gigrom help him because he didn't want to show them that it almost killed him, that he was so weak. And with this, he tells them at the end that it could have killed him, and he apologizes to Ryunosuke, which is the first time he ever shows his heart to them.
Okay.
God, like, this just makes Shinkage look 7 billion times better, like, as if we needed that anyway, but, like, I want to go back and watch Shinkage now, like, forget Samurai, like, it's just every good thing, or, well, a lot of good things are just drained away, and again, like, I'm just making the same complaint over and over again. They take stuff away. They put back nothing.
You know, and sometimes I don't even remember that they need to replace stuff because I'm watching Shingenger at the same time, which is why I like hearing you say it doesn't make sense to you, Lisa, because that reminds me.
Do you literally watch it at the same time then?
Well, no. Like, I watched the episode when it airs at noon, and then later, once the episode's available for download, I put up two windows at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You watch it simultaneously. You don't then watch the other?
Well, I watch, like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of one, and then I skip to the other one.
What?
Well, he's seen it a couple of times, hasn't he? Yeah, so then he's just comparing.
But it's not like they line up.
Well, the only time they do. Do they really? Seriously, I'm not even joking when I say there are so many lines of dialogue that are just directly translated.
Well, I believe that.
Exactly. And this week it actually lined up more than it ever has before, because they had just enough footage of campers running through the forest to, you know, go on top of Bulk and Spike doing zany things. The only time I actually hit play simultaneously is like during Zord fights where I don't give a crap what anybody's saying. I'm like, okay, just get through them both quickly. Let's go. Let's go to the final scene. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary how similar they are. I don't even think I could put Wild Force up there and get as much, you know, similarity.
No, you can't.
As I do. No, not Wild Force, not Mystic Force, none of these seasons that are copies. This
you
is
all the good earthquake jokes this time.
3 in a row. Jaden had one sentence where he made 3 earthquake jokes. That is impossible. He said something about losing ground and parting ways, and it's the fault is all yours.
Wow. Like,
in one sentence.
That one's clever, though.
Spy approved.
Out of all of them, I like that one the most. I was like, all right, fine. I like that.
A lot of these puns, they just go right over my head. I'm not going to lie. I don't even... They just really... I'm like, oh, they're talking with, like, they're in their suits. Okay, whatever.
I don't care what you say. There's nothing better than I'm going to strike out your field of dreams. I don't care. It's the best one.
Whatever.
It still is.
So, anyway. He's
like, in errors.
It'll make me pout. But yeah, and then, and they even gave friggin' Ricardo the exact same damn outfit as Juzo. Like, hardcore exactly the same. He's got
I didn't mind the outfit.
He's got the same duvet cover on top of him and the same doubled necklace.
Someone actually pointed out, like, yes, like, they recreated the costume, but they took away the red parts. Because Juzo actually has a little bit of red on him, and they removed that. Like, it's
we won't want to confuse him with the Red Ranger or anything.
Right, exactly. I don't know why anyone would ever make that comparison.
We don't want to cut his hair or anything, you know what I'm saying?
Actually, I think he looks better than Juzo.
Are you Juzo serious?
Yeah, because wow. Juzo's beard is like weird beard.
Scraggly, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I don't like that scraggly
he
weird
like
beard.
He was like a bum.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's kind of part of the point, though, right? Yeah.
Like, well, Decker, he looks very manicured. Like, I was in the salon, I just came by.
Yeah,
he's sword just thirsting for blood, ladies.
Decker is fantastic, so don't even hate. You know what? As a gay, you should be all up in that Kool-Aid.
What? Not really. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Why don't you get all up in that Kool-Aid? Like that's fine.
You know, at least, like, you know what? I admit the guy is man pretty. I don't like him, but he's man pretty.
Wow. This is so wow. We're revealing
that.
Something right now.
I can admit that. Now when you think you're man pretty and you're actually ugly, Hunter, I'll say that.
I don't think so. Oh, I don't
God.
Think so.
That wasn't blatant enough, dear God.
That was subliminal. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I love it. I do.
Do you know what? If Juzo and Decker got into a fight, I would put my money on Decker. I would.
No. What?
Because he doesn't look like a 150-pound homeless man.
Yeah,
just,
that's exactly why. Are you serious?
He just found a dirty sheet on the ground and he cut some arms into it. And, oh, look at me. I'm a samurai guy. Ooh.
Juzo is meant to look like that, though. Like, that's the whole point. Like, he is down in the dumps and he wants to be there. Like,
he's meant to look like a.
I don't think that he does.
Not at all. That's ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about. This is like your WWE sensibilities coming out. Like, he has to be big and buff and muscular to be threatening.
You know what? That would make sense if all my favorite wrestlers weren't smaller guys. So you're full of crap.
I guess.
You have to balance it out.
I like my Chris Jericho and my Bret Hart. Those are not big guys.
Chris Jericho. Oh my God. Compared to, like, in terms of, like, his mass, like, his muscle mass, he's huge. Like, compared to, like, say, Juzo, for instance.
Well, everybody's big compared to Juzo.
Well, my point is, like, you don't need that in order to be,
you know who looks like a fair,
dangerous.
You know who looks like a fair fight to Juzo? Ziggy.
Okay, that's not true.
Yes, that's
Ziggy
ridiculous.
And Max can go tag team and go fight the crap out of Juzo. Little guys like that. But no, son.
That makes no sense.
Juzo is probably the worst part of Shinkenger, to be honest.
Wow.
I might agree with that.
Wow.
He's so overrated. Oh, look at me. I'm broody and oh, I'm evil. Ooh.
I don't know how we got into this. Let's talk about Juzo and
because Juzo sucks.
Right. So what you're saying is Cole from Wild Force is gonna show up Juzo. Is that what's gonna happen?
You know what? It pains me to say that, but yes.
I'm sorry, I'm getting sick right now. I don't know how you could possibly.
I don't tell you, son.
Well, your acting is very samurai caliber. You should put in a tape.
I know. No. I should audition.
Tell you right now. No. It just. Cole is. You know I hate Cole. You know how much I hate Cole. But Juzo is.
All right, he needs a sandwich. Where were we? Come on.
We're at the end, right?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, Ricardo Regina. Yeah, okay, five. Okay, here we go. This is where we were, right? So they get there. Red is, you know, about to duel Blue, and then they're going at it. And that's when. About to duel him. And that's where Decker, Ricardo, comes pimp walking in, you know, and saying that, yeah, his whole spiel about how, you know, Blue is blah blah blah, red is blah 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 blah.
Going for the training point, blah blah blah. His stance lets him rest. I whatever.
See, and this is my problem. This is my problem, right? Usually before the episode, like a few days before the episode, Nick.com has clips of the episode that you can
see. Are you still watching those?
That you can see. So I saw the one that had Ricardo in it. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, here is a little taste of Ricardo. It was all of Ricardo. It was the whole Ricardo scene. It was everything. So why show that clip?
And it was the resolution of the plot.
Yeah, exactly. It actually showed, like, Jaden actually beating Kevin. Like, the whole thing, like, the show's over. Like, what's the point of even watching the episode?
If,
like,
they, if someone said, what are the two most important minutes in this episode for the story?
One.
It would be these 2 minutes.
These two. Oh, and then
here you go.
Yeah, and then the other clip was showing, was it showing Kevin
I didn't watch
getting
clip.
Turned into, yeah, I think it was showing Kevin getting turned in evil. So basically, they showed us the episode in 2 clips. Thanks.
Yeah, like, I mean, really, I think it's like overreacting when, like, Trist reads the summaries and he says, it tells you too much. But this, I am so on board with this. That was ridiculous.
It was.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, like, here's this, here's a taste of the episode. Now tune in, you know, to see what you miss. Well, I didn't
tune
miss
in to see the sword fight and to see Bulk and Spike. That's what you tune in for, right?
It's like freaking Titanic. It's like, you know the end. Oh, let's see how it happens.
And
I'm thinking, oh, okay, maybe it'll be interesting to see how it happens. Nope.
No.
Not in this case.
Here's a teaser clip. Bruce Willis is dead. Now go watch The Sixth Sense.
Okay. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. That's what pissed me off. I thought there was going to be more to the scene. No, that was it.
Maybe they should have showed the clip where Ricardo was just walking through the forest, because that would have been your taste of Ricardo, but it wouldn't have told you what the F happens.
Right.
That actually would have been perfect.
Exactly. Yes.
But
and,
no.
You know, it would have told us that he's immortal.
My worst fear.
Did you do, Cole?
Yo, he drank some tiger blood. Now he's immortal. I'm telling you.
He ate the seeds.
He has a vagina.
The seeds, oh no. They killed your parents, Cole. What are you doing?
I would love it.
But he gave him a bitch and goatee, so trade off.
No.
Trade off.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. So those kind of hints work. Okay, fine. Ooh, you're immortal. Ooh. Ooh.
Yes. And he said something about, you don't know, Master Zandra doesn't know the secret of the seal, and I'm not going to tell him.
Mystery.
Yeah, though that's a good mystery. But all this other crap, everything with the Rangers, I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap.
Well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's...
It reminds me of Lost Galaxy. Yes.
Oh no. Don't leave that comparison. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the not caring about the Rangers.
I agree.
I'm not talking about, like, oh, they're horrible actors. I mean, they weren't that great either. But but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about not caring. Like, I cared more about the villains than the Rangers.
Agreed. Actually, I don't care about either in Samurai, so.
Well, but compared, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I know what you're saying, because I said this week, I said, in Lost Galaxy, I cared about one Ranger, and that was Caron. And the interesting aspects of her character from In Space did not exist in Lost Galaxy.
Right.
So even that was gone. Because once he got his Battleizer, she had nothing to offer. Done.
He got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got his.
The show was kind of over. Wow.
I'm like, good God, you're going to bring back a Ranger. You know, you're going to make a Ranger out of a former villain. You got so much material to work with.
Mm-hmm. Nope. We're good. Mm-mm. You're just going to smile a lot. Rested.
Her awesomeness started and ended with her jumping up and down going, Galactabeast over here.
No.
I love that. I still love that. That's great stuff.
Hilarious. It was
cute. It was cute. Don't even hate Tristan. But yeah, that's why I bring it up, because I don't care about, and then I saw some promo about, like, yet again with what's her name? With Mia saying, I want my normal life and I just want to find my Prince Charming, as she's looking at Kevin. And
well, he's a male, so
well, and yeah, it's just like I don't care about them. I really don't care. I mean, Emily a little bit, because, you know, she killed her sister.
That's true.
You know, so
she is a cold-blooded murderer. That's true.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's garbage in the background. They're a little early.
Yeah, the garbage truck tends to come by when we're talking about samurai. What are the odds?
The garbage truck collects your garbage at 11-something at night.
No, but they usually come really late, like 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
but
they
like,
do.
Still!
They're mad late. Mm-hmm. I mean, early, but whatever. But yeah, that's the thing. I don't care about these people. I do not. They have not given me... I mean, except for Mike. He's growing on me, but right. He's growing on me not because of, you know, some past of his. Because it's his character, and it's actually... And he's got the quips, and it's, like, actually entertaining. Everybody else, I don't care. Even they hinted at Jaden's past and junk. I'm like, and some secret that he has. I don't care. I really don't. Because you're boring to me right now.
Just so you know, you're going to have to wait a long time to get that secret.
Well, yes, yeah, it's the season-long story.
That doesn't even really get referenced until the end again. I mean, it don't come up.
But I don't care about him, so I really, I mean, ooh, I have
but
to wait.
You're not going to care near the end?
It is a good secret, though. It's a good secret.
Tell me later.
Freaking care. He is boring to me. To me, he is boring. I'll give you, right? Here we go. Nick, right? Mystic Force. Mystic Force, Nick.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
He had some kind of... Yes,
turn back now.
He's a douche, right? Douchey Nick. Douche from Douche Town. Douchey. Okay? I get it.
He might as well have been wearing a fedora.
Like 5 pot collars. Yes. Okay. So, douche. I get it. But he was some kind of character to either like or dislike. You know what I'm saying? He was something. And then, yes, the whole season was about him and junk. But you wanted to see whether this douche is going to turn himself around, or is he going to still... There was something... Something... Jaden is just...
To be fair, they made you care about him because they gave you nobody else. He was the only option on the table.
That is true. That is true. But at the same time, all with Jaden is like, he's got all the answers. He does everything perfectly. He doesn't listen to his mentor, so he doesn't really need his mentor. It's just, what is this Mary Sue crap in my face all the time? It's boring. I don't care. And next...
No, you're gonna have fun when the Sixth Ranger shows up.
What do you mean?
Really? Why?
Because that's their big attempt to show you a different side of the Red Ranger.
Well, that actually might be interesting, depending on how they play it. I'm just scared of how, because spoiler, maybe he, you know, Chinkin Gold was sort of the goofy one of the group, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just a little scared of how they're gonna play it in Samurai. But I am interested, like, in how he relates to Jaden. That's all I'm gonna say for everybody who's, you know, who has no idea what's gonna go on.
Hopefully he'll be a descendant of Jem and Gemma.
Yes. Well, I don't know, can you about stop? That. Being
that would be
wrong?
That's the wackiness I need
just,
right there.
Just stop.
You mean an ancestor, right?
I was gonna say descendant.
Ancestor, yeah. Or, well, those Asians, they don't age, so you never know. You never know.
They've been in alphabet soup a long time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so anyway, let's power through this episode. Let's see
what
then.
We've been trying to do.
Well, we were talking about things that were more interesting than Samurai, so
Yeah, but, you know, we can do this. We're so close.
Yes.
And we see the end.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Wait, the best part was when the Rangers are like, four element attack, and they're like, Mike and Mia, SpongeBob, Kevin.
I know. Those advertisements are starting to get really annoying.
They time it perfectly every week. I love it. I'm looking forward to it now. I want to see what SpongeBob is going to do.
Because, like, and then you see SpongeBob's little hands up in the air.
Yes!
As soon as, Kevin's going to strike. It's like, oh, you were evil. All right, I'm gonna get you in your way.
Yes! Look at me. Hooray, the Ranger saved us.
If SpongeBob was the sixth Ranger, I would be all for that.
No,
bring him in. Bring SpongeBob in. Yes, he's so good. He knows what he's doing. Oh,
although the sixth Ranger Zords do come from the sea.
That's true.
Connections. That's right.
You know what? Foreshadowing. Yeah, so they defeat the monster. The Zord comes back. Jaden tames him with the disc again. They turn the Tiger Zord into a pimp crown. And they defeat the monster. And he says he's bad again. And then he dies. Good? We good with that? Any comments?
Nope.
Questions, comments, concerns?
What's the point? It's a Zord battle. They're pretty much...
Okay, and you know what? At the end, I actually kind of enjoyed the board game. I did.
Yeah.
Dude, it's shits and ladders.
Yes, he did the ladder. The bear fell down the ladder. It was cute.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I mean, it wasn't as good as Shinkenja, where they actually explained the plot. You know, told you why... He didn't tell them what he was going to do.
You don't need to know.
Probably would have been better, but the board game was still okay. You sound just like Mentor. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
You say so. And that's about it.
I just, I can't get on board the whole, the ending. Oh, look, I'm playing with the...
It was cute. It didn't give you what you needed, but it was still cute. It would have been a cute way to start the episode.
She's not into it for their childhood. Just yeah.
The thing is, I mean, like, okay. So far, it seems like they're really kind of determined to wrap up every episode in a fun sort of thing. Like, the Rangers are having fun. Yay! It's like a victory.
Very Mighty Morphin type of ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. It still feels a little more forced to me, honestly. But this one in particular, I kind of liked it just because they're like making use of their little animal things and they're being creative. Like, it's not just like, oh, it's ice cream, yay!
See, this is why Bulk needs to be the mentor. He could just walk into the room, step into a bucket, fall down. Yeah.
Refreshments for everybody. Whoa!
Exactly.
I just make this congratulations on not being evil anymore, Kevin Cake.
Whoa! Mentor.
Mentor Bulk. You so crazy. And then they laugh at him, even if it's not even his fault. It's just some horrible thing that happened to him.
It's hilarious.
Fat people don't have emotions.
Fat people are clumsy.
Oh.
They like purposely trip them.
There, folding Zord, what are you doing down there?
God.
Jesus. I feel empty.
Like the episode, it's just hollow.
I don't think the episode was that bad. I just am getting kind of just tired in general of the season. It's just the same complaints. And I mean the same few little things that I like. Mike is always good, pretty much, you know. And you know, it's just the same. So like what else? You know, what else can I say?
I don't like it, I don't hate it, I nothing it. I just nothing. Just
It's whatever.
Congratulations on being another episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah. Another episode of Shinkenger.
Yes.
Watered
Mighty
down.
Morphin, Mighty Morphin Shinkenger.
Yes.
So I gave this a 2 out of 5. Because it sucked. I don't know what to say. I have nothing new to add to this conversation.
I know, it's really tough to find new words for the same thing over and over.
I need to go get a thesaurus, man. Something. Give you something new, maybe, if I get a thesaurus. Don't we have a few weeks off now?
Oh, true.
Do we? Really?
Oh, good. Do
because
we?
Because of March Madness.
This is a welcome vacation.
Wow.
Which doesn't make sense, because March Madness was started this weekend, which would be when the most games were on. That doesn't make sense.
But no, but more people want to... A lot of people don't start out watching all the games. You kind of ease your way into like, oh, I want to watch these teams. People do that. But whatever.
Start until afternoon.
But whatever. I don't know. I don't make up the rules. All I know is that it makes sense. Okay? All
right. How long's the hiatus?
Three weeks?
2 weeks? 3 weeks? April 10th is the next episode?
Okay.
Ooh, really? Oof.
So. Yay!
But, yeah, so... You gave it a 2.
Gave it a 2.
I don't know what to give it yet, honestly. So, keep talking. Convince me.
I'll give mine. Yeah, I gave it a 2. I just didn't feel anything in this episode. I struggled through it. I really did.
Yeah, it's a 3.
Really?
Because I mean, I wasn't bothered, but I mean, you made complaints about the monster. I didn't really, honestly, like, he was less annoying than most to me. So that's, I mean, it's horrible to think of that as a plus. But
well, what did you like?
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's nothing I liked, but there's never anything that I like about these monsters. Like, that's the thing. Like, I didn't hate him as much as. Whatever the arm guy, whatever, like,
Broccoli
so,
bomb.
Yeah. So,
I think I would echo your vote too. Like, I gave it a 2 on Ranger Board, but I think I want to bump it up to a 3. And I know it sounds like a compliment, but it's not like I really hate this episode. It's just, I just don't care for it. It's just a middle of the road feeling. It's not like I love it. I don't hate it. It's just right in the middle.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But for me, to get something a 3, I have to...
Yeah, it sounds really
something
high.
Something that I like.
I don't... It doesn't make me... It doesn't, like, accurately represent what I feel.
I would have to point my finger on something and say, I like this.
Yeah.
And I can't
well,
with this episode.
I mean, there's things that I like that I saw in Shinkenger. I mean, the whole concept of Jaden and whatever his name is, Kevin, fighting and, like... Like, technically, Kevin being the better fighter, but Red being more passionate or whatever. I like all that stuff. It just so happens it came straight out of Shinkenger, so it's sort of... I feel like I kind of tend to forget some things, or just not even think about them too much, just because they did... I know they did come from, like Zords, or, like, the suit designs and stuff like that. I'm over it, because I've seen it already. But it's still part of... the package, so I guess I should still
well,
you know.
See, to me, I see those as different things, because, like, the suits and the Zords are things you have to have, no matter what. And stuff like the plot elements are take it or leave it. You don't have to put that into the episode. You know?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you still either enjoy the look and feel of the stuff, or you don't, right? So, I mean, or you have, you know, levels... This
I guess I just don't
that.
Even. I guess I don't even really grade that stuff, because it's so imposed. Where like I can't. I don't feel like I can blame Power Rangers for any or give it credit for either of those. Any of those things, you know.
I mean, same thing. I mean, with plot, right? I mean,
the plot's more of a choice. There's an active choice in that.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like if I'm truly judging the show by itself, independently of anything else, then I would take the whole package, regardless of where it came from. Right. I mean, yeah. and then I can complain about what they took out or what they put in. But yeah, I mean, it's part of the show, so.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, it's a 3.
Oh, generous man.
I know it sounds too high.
That's the thing. Normally, it would make sense if, like, it's something straight down the middle. I don't feel nothing. I don't hate it. I don't love it. You're 3.
Yeah.
But it's Samurai, so I've been hating a whole bunch of things. So all these episodes have been getting way low grades than I usually would give other seasons that I, you know. So a middle of the road would actually be, like, good. You know what I'm saying? But this is Samurai, so I have to do a 2 because I can't say, like, it was middle of the road, but I still had crap that I didn't like because it's Samurai, you know. So
yeah, this one's tough.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 2 because I wasn't. If it's the middle of the road, I would be halfway engaged, and that clearly wasn't because I didn't. That Zord fight, I don't know what the heck happened. I was playing Words with Friends on my iPod Touch. Yeah, as I have been for this episode. Yeah, because we've been talking about Samurai, and
we expect your full attention.
Oh, you have my full attention. Well, halfway. It's a type of full, isn't it? Huh?
So half empty.
So would a 1 technically be that you would just want to turn off the episode entirely? You hated it that much?
Which one did I get? Did I get the premiere one?
No, I don't think so. Well, you can't give it a 0. Kate,
you can't.
So, yeah.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying.
So yes, 1 is the worst thing you can give it. So.
I would think like a 1 is basically you want to turn off the episode. It's that bad.
Right. See, yeah. To me, it's like I keep thinking of the other episodes in the season, and I've given 2s and 3s, right? So this episode, I think, like, is this episode the same as, you know, the 2 episodes, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that I gave? And I don't think so, because, you know, those 2 episodes, episodes I actively had things where I was like, I don't really like this, you know.
Whereas yeah, there time, was that 1 where I gave it a 1.
Which and this time I don't really have anything where I'm like, I don't like this. It's just sort of the same, you know, stuff that I don't like in every single episode. So, you know, like I don't know how I
but
can...
for me it's like each episode. The more each episode goes along, I mean, as the number increases, I'm expecting it to get better. But if it's not getting better, and in some cases getting worse, I am not happy. I get very... I don't get forgiving as the season goes along. It's not... No. You know, because by this time, you're supposed to get your grasp in, like, the first few episodes. And, you know, you're a little bit forgiving. And then as it's going along, you're supposed to be like, oh, okay, you know, all right, I see where they're going. I don't see where they're going. Or maybe I do and I just don't like it.
Right.
You know, well, so this one, like, from last, what's the one? Was it the last episode where it didn't have a monster? And then we were like, oh, this is actually a decent episode, or whatever, and the stuff. And now we're back to...
I told you. You know I said that. I said, we're going to like this because there's no monster, but it's going to be right back to where it was next week when there's a monster again. And what happened?
Well, honestly, it wasn't as bad as I expected. As far as the monster goes, again, I mean, I wasn't annoyed with them as much as past monsters.
So. But it was back right where it was before, you know. Last week was an anomaly. You will not get many of those.
But the week before, that was the fish one, and I gave that one a 1. So I was like, no, it's not that level. But,
I think the fish one is the worst one.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That one was intolerable.
That was the most blatant example of, we copied it, but we didn't copy everything, so you don't know what the F is going on.
And this is close, because you guys were saying that they left that plot point, but...
Right.
I this wasn't, like, terribly annoyed with it like I was with the fish one, so...
Yeah, you can at least talk your way through this one.
Yeah. This one, that's where my justification comes from.
Mm-hmm. Oh. See, to me, to give it a 3, I have to find at least one thing
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, it sounds so
one
high.
Thing I like. I have to find one. Because to me, 3 is when you start getting a passing grade. And to get a passing grade, you need to produce something that I enjoyed.
Right.
3, I mean, to me, 3 is average.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
And that's why it's in the middle. Half of us are like, you know, it's when you did more things than not, but yeah. And half of us are like, you know what? It's just down. It's just right. It's right there. Mm. So that's what 3 is. Honestly, that's what 3 is.
All it would have taken is one thing, like, you know, like Jaden or Emily or someone has a good acting day, and I would have got given it a 3. That's all it would have taken.
I mean, no points for Mike at all. Like,
he's a given at this point, and he didn't even say much this time. He didn't even get much out of his
mouth.
No,
he gave side eye. Oh, side eye.
Side eye is not talking.
And he had that.
Side eye is better than talking.
That's subtle acting talent. That's what
right.
We're looking for.
That's right.
He had that moment where he's like, what are you thinking? That's Kevin. I loved it. Like, he was so, like, fierce and, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Well, fierce as in, like, aggressive and, like,
fierce.
Not
Decker
ranger-y.
Was fierce.
Not samurai rangery. Where it's all cutesy and like you can't have any kind of attitude or anything. He was actually, you know,
make him sound gay when you say Spears.
I think you just like trained yourself to.
He's on the catwalk. Oh, on the catwalk.
Anyway,
yes.
And if they would make SpongeBob a permanent member of the cast, I would. Perfect.
What talent. Ranger would he be, Jeremy?
He would be the SquarePants Ranger. He would be Brown Ranger. He would be
Brown and Gold. Brown and Gold.
Brown and Gold.
Brown and yellow, brown and yellow, brown and yellow.
Still don't know what that is.
Lord. We need more black people on this.
Can
we? I think those were my college's colors, actually.
Gross.
Ew.
Broncos.
Sorry.
You know what? You know what? Tim Allen went to my college.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
And you're a big fan of his brother.
And you know
his brother.
And you know who else is from here? Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
Nice.
Take that.
I do love the nuggets.
Yeah. Except they took the stacker thing off the friggin' dollar menu. Not cool.
It's a trend. Dollar menu is dwindling.
I know, right? They're taking all the good stuff off and only leaving like the container with 5 fries in it. Ooh boy. 5 fries for a dollar.
That's about right.
And then now their fries are Lord.
Yes, they're getting all soggy.
I mean, they were already soggy to begin with, but now it's like looking like potato soggy. Like, come on. Oh. Oh. No. You know what I'm saying? No to. Threads on Rage Report about Johnny T-Zack.
Oh, God.
That was the greatest segue of all time. Bravo. Standing ovation.
Mine was better.
What was yours?
Mine was in the middle.
That's not a segue.
Well, it could have been.
That's Tourette's.
Tourette's?
It's not Tourette's. It was on topic.
And then, no, my favorite is now we have to have a favorite executive producer poll.
Oh my God, really?
Eddie Guzelian.
Well, I'm well.
Not even. Okay, so those.
Give us a couple more seasons and we'll see. Anyway,
for those who are unfamiliar, so this thread on Ranger Board was brought up, and it says, ahem, Jonathan Socor declares Ninja Storm to RPM is non-canon. And then you click the thread. After people like rage, right? Then you click the thread, ahem, from Twitter. On Saturday, March 19th. DarkBlaze_HJU said, Christopher Narrow, quote,
oh.
And right there is where I checked out. I'm like,
yep, me too.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I checked out at Hand Jobs Unlimited. So
we've been told Jonathan deems nothing since Disney took PR away from MMPR Productions to be canon. They had to fight to include NS through RPM on the official site, specifically because Jonathan deemed those seasons out of continuity. No way they were subtracting the potential revenue stream from the rerun simply to kowtow to his demands. End quote. Power Animals and my, and this is still Dark Blaze, what you said. Power Animals and myself questioned him on this. His response, being Fenaro's response, quote, "The staff writers have told a few people, myself included. I got told both by the people overseeing the revamp of the official site, specifically that Jonathan wanted the Disney seasons taken down outright, and by one of the writing consultants, my standard two-person confirm policy. Once the identity of the latter is released, nobody should doubt the veracity." End quote.
It just sounds he's bitter about...
Who's bitter?
John. I can't say his last name, so...
Johnny T-Zack.
Yeah. He just... I don't care. but no, he just sounds bitter that that they had lost the franchise to Disney. And I don't know, it just...
So you believe it then?
I might. I don't know. It just seems, to me, he sounds bitter. I'm not saying if I agree with everything, but he just sounds bitter about it.
Here's my thing. I'm just gonna put this out there.
Consider the source.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just about to say.
So now, I talked about a little bit about this in the thread. So this is the thing. What certain people like to do, not naming names, but certain people like to do, is that they might get a little bit of a little bit of information, and let's say about 1% of what actually is said from these people.
Yeah,
it's truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. When you pick out the juiciest parts that create the most controversy and you focus on those, that's
just
journalism.
Embellish. Yeah. Just embellish and...
You can name names, by the way. There's no problem with naming names. Go ahead and name
you
names.
You can bleep it out.
Well, it's kind of libelous.
And the thing is, okay, this is the thing, right? I understand that in the past, right, you had, Chris Fenaro and, they knew so much about what was going on and this and that, which is fine. I'm not taking anything away from him or whomever or whatever. They wanted to focus their energy on knowing probably everything about Power Rangers, which is fine. But over time, things get a little muddy, and what turns from facts over into opinion gets blurred. So what I read is that, so the reason why Johnny T-Zack didn't want these seasons to be on the website was that he doesn't like the seasons. He declares them as non-canon. They're nothing. Blah. I mean, from something as simple as, I don't want those on the website.
Mm.
Allegedly, if that's what, that's what he wanted, because we really don't know. But if that is what was said, why are you going to jump from, I don't want these seasons on the website, over to, he doesn't like these seasons. He has a hatred. It's false. It's whatever. He doesn't even consider this PR.
Yeah.
Don't see the leak.
That makes sense. Yeah. Maybe I just read it wrong. I don't know, but yeah, I just...
Well, this is the same fandom that was 100% sure that Amy Jo Johnson hated Power Rangers. So...
But see...
They like to take the ball and they like to run with it very, very far.
But see, at least in that case, there was a ball that was, like, in front of everybody. There was like, you know, she was in interviews and stuff, and so you could take from that whatever you wanted. Whereas in this case, you take only what the person giving you the information wants you to take, basically, and you can't take much else because it's them saying, oh, so-and-so told me this, and now I'm telling you, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I said this because I linked to this thread on my Twitter or whatever, but I was like, I strongly question the source, but, you know, here's what's going on in the fandom, because obviously a lot of people have strong feelings about it. I kind of preferred to stay out of it. I haven't posted in this thread or talked about it at all otherwise.
Don't.
I question whether any of this is really true.
And that's the thing. I'm not saying that anyone who was working with Saban and that old crew or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're getting bought out by Disney, they're moving your jobs over to New Zealand, they're changing. I mean, like, yes, you're going to feel a little bit bitter. Oh, I mean, I'm not even going to use bitter. I just, like, you're going to feel bad. You're like, yo, what's up? What's going down? Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't understand, like, over a website. That's what I don't get. Just because, let's say, even he said this, which we don't really know because we're hearing it from, quote-unquote, writing consultants and whatever. Apparently, I have to do mad air quotes of everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, even that's the case, why would you jump from, oh, he didn't want these things to be on the website, to where everyone else is going? I don't understand. I mean, like, is that the only logical reason for that? Really? That's the only thing you guys could come up with. And then one person responded to me like, well, yeah, it is. I'm just like, no, there's this thing called a business. You are with this new company and this new franchise or whatever. I mean, under Nickelodeon, under this new banner of what have you. And they being Johnny T-Zack, maybe was just like, you know, how do you promote your crap but don't pimp their crap? Oh, just don't put it on a website for now. Don't put it on a website. Shh. Just, you know, just add the earlier stuff. You know, we're pimping MMPR anyway. So we forget it. I'm not saying it's the best thing, but it's just like, come on. Like, you got, they acting like he took people's babies, killed them. You know, had them
wait,
for
they
dinner.
Took my baby? What? No, kidding. Mm. Yeah. Sorry. Bad joke.
And he did the same thing with what's his nuts? The reversioning guy that wanted to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to do a petition to get him fired.
Really?
Really, Holmes? Really? What his name was? Something the third. Whatever
Dan
the hell
Evans.
His name was. Dan Evans. Dan Evans the third. Yes. I thought he was doing a horrible job, and we need to go to a petition to Disney to get him fired because of the horrible job. He was doing a horrible job. I ain't going to disagree with that. But let's get the man fired. Really? Really got nothing better to do than to jump to that conclusion? And online petitions are always the best way to get things done. Always.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of ridiculous to try to petition for anybody to be fired anyway. But the thing about this, like people's reactions, and like I said, like, I mean, I've only read like a couple pages of this thread and not seen too many reactions, but I sort of I can feel the sort of hatred, you know, lathering, you know, in the fandom in general, right? And my thing is, like, honestly, with the way Samurai is going right now, I don't have, like, super positive feelings about, you know, showrunner, you know, Jonathan Zakor right now. Like, at least his policy on how it's being done, you know, or at least what we believe to be his policy, right? And so I'm sort of like, part of me is almost happy that there's, like, negative attention, but at the same time, it's like, wait, no. Like, if it's for a reason like this, it's not deserving. If you want to complain about something, that you know is more solidly real, like the show itself, you know, like Samurai. You know, I'd be much more, not happy necessarily, but...
The reaction would be more deserved.
Yeah, I would feel like it makes sense.
Yeah.
For people to be making a big stink out of something, rather than this, which is like hearsay, quote unquote, you know. Which
and,
I'm just not.
And then I went over, to Ranger Crew to see what other people were saying.
No, that's a good idea.
And then, I mean, it was just like some. I think it was like Fenara was like, "Oh, well, I thought everybody knew about this. I talked about this 2 months ago, and blah blah blah. I didn't think this was news or whatever." I'm just like,
whatever.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm trying to really? Find. I'm trying to find more information to like back up the whole. Oh well, the website thing. Like all I saw was, oh well. You know, Zakor is a fan of the Sentai more than Power Rangers. Okay. Zakor... But that's all I saw, though. I didn't see anything that was saying, hey, look, so this thing about him, like, not really caring or counting Disney seasons for anything. Yeah, you know, here's some more information about that. But I didn't see anything like that. So I just don't understand. It just, to me, it just doesn't make sense. It just seems as if, like, there was a little piece of information that was somewhat true. Let's say the truth was, and this is a very hypothetical thing. Let's say the truth was the Disney seasons initially were not going to be added to the site, but then they were because, duh, hello. They wanted to celebrate all Power Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm. And from a marketing standpoint, it makes complete sense,
right? So let's say that was the case. Now you're gonna ask yourself why? Why is the why? Oh well, he doesn't like any of the seasons. That doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't.
I kind of wonder if he's even seen them to even offer an opinion either way.
I doubt it.
And that's the thing. Too. Usually showrunners, they don't have freaking time to freaking, like, oh, I'm going to watch all these back. No, they're coming in to do the season that they're contracted for. Yes, you have people who have worked on the show to kind of fill you in on like, oh, okay, well, let's not totally go against what just happened last year or the previous years or whatever. Let's just kind of, you know,
right.
Just stay safe. But it just seems, the thing about it is that the way it's being phrased as to what he said, like the whole canon and all that doesn't sound like business people. That doesn't sound like people who are trying to run a show. That sounds like fans.
Yeah.
Who care about
it. Yeah.
Well,
because the Disney seasons, even though Disney produced it, it is now Saban's property.
Mm-hmm,
they're not going to want to just, oh, you know, that didn't happen. Don't pay attention to that.
Right. This thing that we own and we're sitting on and we could be making money off of. Yeah, that didn't happen.
That's
right.
They're
going to do that. Right.
Like, I can see the dichotomy of, well, yes, they bought they bought everything back. But like, oh, I don't want to push the ones that were produced by other people. I can see that, like, oh, how do we? Oh, let's just pimp MMPR. That's easy. Just we'll say we have all these episodes, but just pimp MMPR, and we're good. Fine, mm-hmm. But I don't see how Johnny T is all going to be like, you know, those seasons. What benefit does it bring him? It doesn't bring him any benefit. I don't understand why your goal for the show is to keep it afloat, keep it moving, and stay in budget and keep everyone happy. Amazing.
I think if anything, it would go back to like when Eddie took over and he was like, oh, well, RPM is its own thing. I think this might be somewhat similar to that, where maybe Johnny T is like, you know what? I don't want to buckle myself down with the details of what happened the last 7 years. I just want to do my own thing.
But you know what? Every executive producer says that.
Every year. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a new leader. So it's like it's the
Even
same
Doug
conversation
said it when
every
came
time.
Back.
Yeah.
So and then he realized he was being
this
stupid.
This is probably another case of that.
Yeah, every producer, everyone says that. They like, oh, this is his own thing all the time. Well, and then people get up in arms and then they calm down and then a new one comes in and they say the same thing. And just like they say that so that they don't feel like they have to, you know, really pay attention, even though they kind of do. You know what I'm saying? If they really didn't, then that means that, oh, all the people are going to come after them with sticks and internet.
In the long run, though.
Junk.
How much does this, let's say, you know, everything is worst case scenario. How much does this really matter? Do we actually think he's going to go in there and purposely create plots and bring back characters just to nullify the stuff that happened in the Disney era? Have we seen Samurai? Have we seen any creativity, any willingness to do anything different? He's nope. not. I mean,
the unless he really brought back was Cole.
Yeah, and unless we like friggin' get to.
He brought back Oak. Ricardo. Let's.
Whatever. It's
well,
Cole.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Right. He's still playing Cole. when he. I mean, if we get to a Gokaiser adaptation, what is he going to do? Is he going to create brand new teams for all of those seasons? Are we going to have a black Dino Thunder Ranger that's not Tommy? Is that what we're going to have to do? Is he going to go out of his way to make to stick it to the Disney seasons? I sincerely doubt it.
Right.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
It just doesn't. It does. Like I said, and the thing about it is, I forgot who brought it up. They're like, oh, are you saying that Fenara's lying to the fan? I'm like, I'm not saying he's outright lying. He doesn't necessarily outright lie. He just, there are times.
I mean, people can embellish.
There are times where, and it's happened to me personally, where you take a little truth and then you blow it up into something that is completely not true. Mm-hmm. But it's based on little truths. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of these things could be true, but you blow it up so much and it doesn't become true anymore. So that's what I'm saying. It's just the whole inference of like maybe a little truth that he was told or they or whoever they were told. And then it was just blown out of proportion. As usual, that happens a lot. And people, I guess newer people and really, really old people, they don't really seem to realize that it happens more than it doesn't. So I just pointed out in the thread, I'm just like, look, like, yo, ease up. Because, again, all it we got is that a website and somebody told them that somebody was against Disney seasons being added to the website. Seriously, yeah. Like websites nowadays, official websites are not fan sites. They're not like, oh, you have to add every little thing and it has to be in the PR Bible and everything is like verbatim. No, they're just to promote the current crap. That's it. That's all they want to do. If they want to give you past stuff, that's extra. That's like, and then if they want to add more extra stuff that includes like more information, they have to pay people to do that. Mm-hmm. You have to pay people to work on that website longer than just one little season and MMPR. Come on. Like, that's the thing. It's like people are not thinking like, oh, look, it might just be because of money or because of a business, not because they're out to get your precious little season. Come on.
Yes, they are.
And to be fair with the whole Fenara thing, I think we are privy to much more information than most fans, so... They do have those blinders on where all they hear about is Fenaro's big interview. I mean, talking to people behind the scenes, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was debating on whether to even
mention
things because there's things that some of us may know that not everybody knows.
But no, but the thing about what with me anyway, he's put it out there. He's put it out there. Stuff that has to do with No Pink Spandex. I'm not just like me, but like No Pink Spandex. He's put it out there as, you know, I forgot exactly what it was, but like he's put it out there as like, oh, well, this is what they want to do. And it's like, no, this is exactly what we don't want to do. So that's why I bring it up, because he himself has said these things on the interwebs and there might be 1% of truth and then the rest of it is fabrication and it's not true. I'm sorry. Right. It's just not true. So, and it's happened more than once. Does he mean to do it purposefully? I don't know. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to judge, whatever. But it's just, come on, man. It's like, yeah, you know a whole bunch of crap back in the day, but like as people get older, but seriously, as we get older, tend to forget things or misremember things or you know, it happens. And so, yeah, it does. And it's happening more often than not because I catch little things of like, no, that's not what happened. No, that's not what happened.
Right. And it's also easier to believe certain things if you already kind of are leaning towards wanting, you know what I mean? Like, like Samurai is a season that's not, you know, loved by certain people anyway. And so I could sort of see a few of them being like, oh, well, yeah, of course, Johnny T-Zack must hate these seasons and da 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 because he's whatever is doing such a terrible job or whatever you want to put in there.
Yeah, I'm more bummed out by the fans who were like, okay, that's great. Let's get rid of Disney because Disney didn't produce anything good.
Like, right.
More often than not.
Well,
you know what? They
produce 3.5 good seasons and 3.5 bad seasons.
Anytime you get into sweeping generalizations, I just want to tune out.
Just... And like, you can't just get rid of seasons you hate, okay? You accept the good and the bad because that's the greatness of a franchise that's been around for 18, 19 years.
I can't get rid of Mystic Force? Damn it.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
A good writer, a good producer takes the bad and finds a way to make it good. You know, like to mix it with... you know, with what the story you're telling now and continue it on, you know, and improve it. It's like, I mean, I feel like in comic books, right? Like you could take a horrible story, right? And that happened like 20 years ago that nobody liked, right? But you could take it, you could take these little details and rework them in a way that makes it satisfying to an audience now, right? And so I feel like, anybody, I'm not saying that there's people like this, like right now running the show, I don't know, but you could take anything that you don't like and find a way to reinvent it, you know, do whatever, and not just pretend it didn't happen. I think that's like a childish reaction, frankly, whether this happened or not, to just ignore something and say it didn't happen because I don't like it. That's a childish reaction to me.
Mm-hmm. And remember, no matter what Johnny T-Zack does to us, we can always make it fit. We have to put up with Mystic Mother so we can make anything fit. We're good like that.
Yeah, it's like 20 some odd, 30 some odd pages of like a whole bunch of hysteria over what? Like, that's what I mean. Like, over... really, over some conjecture that, like, well, you know, Johnny T has been having problems or has these opinions, but like I'm saying, like, this is just a whole bunch of hearsay from and there's no names. Like, there's no names.
Right.
Not even one, like, this person said that Johnny T said this. Like, there's a bunch of, like, well, I was told by these certain people. I understand, like, having, you know, sources that are unknown so that, you know, that they can keep telling you stuff. At the same time, they're not telling you, like, concrete things. Give me something concrete, yo. Don't give me, like, well, the website, he wanted to take it down. Okay, why? Well, you know, we don't even know why. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, like... even if it's true, ugh, oh, I can't even. It's just too many questions. So people are going on as if it's fact, and I'm just, I can't do it.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like needless stirring of the pot, you know? Just, like, getting people riled up for the sake of it, or for some agenda. I mean, I feel like, frankly, I mean, I could have done this, you know, because I dislike Samurai and would like, you know, somebody else to come in and, you know, like, make a better season, but that doesn't mean that I would do it.
Johnny T-Zack has been on my naughty list for the last 2 months, so I don't need this to add to it. For real.
That's not necessary.
Spy, have you done the research to find out what Linkara thinks of this?
You know, somebody told me that, I don't know.
That was your job.
I can't make it interesting.
That was your job to find out what Linkara thinks of this.